Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. From the Atlanta Rhythm section, surely that small business's anthem. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, Gerald Celente. He's the world's greatest trend tracker, the author of Trends 2000, which is a book of prophecy that's now 18, 19 years old. His daily work, though, and weekly and monthly and quarterly work can all be found at trendsresearch.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 17 and a half great years of support that you've given us. Let's talk to us some more about how you think we can find our way out of this. I mean, I asked you a few minutes ago, who do you see anyone out there? And you said no. You came up with one name.
Greg Roberts. Yeah,
that's right. But he's kind of that's a long shot. So if one of us can't really turn things around, then our only hope is for all of us to turn things around. What do you say? What are you saying to us? What would you like to say to us so that we all modify our behavior so that we can save this great country?
Well, there's that great quote by Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. So to me, it's about the individual, and it's to get in the best health that you can spiritually, and I don't mean in a religious sense, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And that's what that to me is what it takes. And people can do it. It's about really, you know, finding the best within yourself.
There were some things, there were some elections that happened this week on Tuesday that indicated that people might be taking things back a little bit, like you're just saying.
One of the things, that always registers in my mind that I'll never understand is how can so many let so few run and ruin their lives?
Yep.
And when you think about it, people would never tolerate the behavior between friends or loved ones or business acquaintances or even strangers that they tolerate from perfect strangers such as politicians. They would never allow them to lie to them like politicians do. Mm-hmm. They would never allow them to friends or business people steal from them like politicians steal from us.
And they do. And folks, he's not. That's not hyperbole. That's not an exaggeration. Go look in the vault where the Social Security trust fund is, and you'll find nothing but paper.
That's right.
Nothing. It's $4 trillion worth of IOUs, literally cash that you and I paid in to go into a trust fund that's now gone because they stole it and put an IOU back. And here's what's sad, Gerald. If it ever gets repaid, we're going to have to repay it ourselves.
And then they have the nerve to call these entitlements. Our money, and they have the nerve to call it entitlements.
Yeah. And don't forget, there's another $4 trillion out there, Gerald, that's been accumulated in the last 7 years, and that's the balance sheet of the Fed, which they bought securities from money they printed out of thin air.
Exactly. And again, who did it benefit? And here's the reality. As you said, the economy's not improved. There's a terrible recovery. And you look at the numbers. Median household income is below 1999 levels.
Yep.
You saw the Social Security data just came out. Oh, 53% of the people in America are earning $30,000 or less.
So the answer, Gerald, is we got to quit looking out
it
there
has
for
to,
one
exactly.
person.
Exactly. The answer
we've
gotta is
do,
the
we
got
to do it ourselves, don't we?
Yep. And it's again for everybody to rise to the highest possible levels.
But first thing you got to do, Gerald, is you got to take responsibility for your own life, and you cannot. We will not be able to accomplish this if we have any kind of victim thinking. What do you think?
Last That's thoughts. Exactly what I was saying. You have to get in the best shape spiritually, yeah. emotionally, and physically.
Yeah, all that. Gerald, thank you for being here. Well
hey,
said.
Thank you for
it's
you
always
do.
A pleasure. I'm proud of your work. TrendsResearch.com, folks. Please check it out. I promise you'll thank me later. Gerald, come back soon.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gerald joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.